Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called Hear and Act. It's actually a prayer right out of Daniel 9:19, where Daniel prays, "Lord, hear and act." Now, if you're like me, it's my guess that you have a list of things you'd like God to act on. Some of the things on my list are things like my dad's Alzheimer's, broken relationships, COVID, friends that post too much about politics, my never-ending battle with weeds, my lack of motivation to work out, my kids' grades, my kids' attitudes, my kids' laziness, and on and on. God, how long must I suffer? Okay, maybe that's a little dramatic. However, the truth of the matter is that we all have problems in our lives, both big and small, that we simply cannot control. They are problems we just can't fix, difficulties that are so deep-seated that if God doesn't act, they will haunt us for the rest of our lives. Pretty soon, you just resign yourself to the fact that nothing will ever change and that you just have to live with your problems. The sad truth is that this is what we do. We give up, and we just end up coping. I wonder what would have happened if Daniel, what would have happened to him if he had just given up. His situation was much worse than ours. But what if he had decided that all hope was lost and just decided to throw in the towel? But the fact that he doesn't gives you and I hope today. You see, at the very point at which Daniel realized that he was in over his head, when he realized he couldn't do anything anymore, he turned to the one who could. Not only did Daniel pray, but he confessed and fasted and humbled himself. He prayed as if his prayers were actually heard. He prayed as if his prayers could move the hand of God. And when Daniel cried out, "Hear and act," the God of the universe heard and acted. In fact, our passage says multiple times that while Daniel was in prayer, God acted. The truth is that Daniel's prayers moved the hand of God. I want you to hear something very important today. Daniel is not special in this sense. It wasn't because of who Daniel was that caused God to act. God acted because of who God is. And God is a God who responds to the prayers of his people. Prayer moves the hand of God. There is nothing that you are going through that is too big, or for that matter, too small, to bring to God in prayer. James 4:2 tells us, "You do not have because you do not ask." So, do you want God to act? Well, my question then is, what is God hearing from you today? Maybe it is time to pray like God hears and acts. Have a great day, everybody.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.